Y107.3 WYBZ, and welcome to this weekend's Community Spotlight. I'm News Director Ron Strong. Well, this past Thursday, we celebrated with our 40th anniversary of Earth Day. And a lot of celebrations have been taking place all weekend long, and one in particular is Earth Day on the Muskingum. It's a day to beautify and learn about the great outdoors. And it was organized and helped put on by Christine Fowler Geis and supported financially by the Moxahela Watershed Restoration Commission, both financially and with volunteers. And Christine Fowler Geis is kind of heading this up, and Christine is with us on our Community Spotlight. And tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became involved with the project.
My background is in environmental geology. I spent 3 years in the Peace Corps, two in Africa. And the reason I wanted to do this here is because we did some environmental fairs in Africa. And here was a chance for me to bring, with my experience, something back to my own country and my own community.
Were you surprised, overwhelmed at the amount of pollution in the river when you first started this?
And I know that people don't really take it. Don't take care of their areas if they don't know very much about them. But we did. We got 20 bags of trash out of the small area that we cleaned up. So it was surprising. But it was surprising how many people came out to help.
Yeah. Now, what can you tell people? You know, Earth Day comes around once a year, but There's a lot of different things that somebody can do during the course of a year to help out Earth and to help out the environment. What are some of those?
Well, they're really easy. It's little things you can take, like, the whole cloth bag, taking the cloth bag to the grocery store. Plastic bags are made out of oil, and we know oil comes from overseas. So, making your nation more secure starts with a cloth bag instead of a plastic one. Shutting down the lights when you leave a room, or myself, I shut down my computer at night. There's a huge amount of electricity that's saved there. Again, electricity needs coal and oil to be made. You're helping your environment and taking care of the nation at the same time. Just little things. Every Earth Day, I try to pick one thing, one small step to make, and I add that to my routine. Mm-hmm. I haven't decided what I'm going to do this year.
I was going to ask you what's on your list for this year, but you're still thinking about it.
We're thinking about getting a car this year, and one of the biggest things you can do is get a low emissions and high gas mileage vehicle. That is the biggest thing one consumer can do. Another thing is to buy a used car. Mm-hmm. You're not wasting resources by making a new car. You're keeping money here in the community with the dealerships, and you are reusing the vehicles that you're buying.
Yeah. And, of course, they've got the hybrid cars that are becoming very, very popular.
Yes. I would love to have one of those. I'm keeping my fingers crossed on that.
That's Christine Fowler Geis. She's the organizer of the second annual Earth Day on the River that happened on Saturday morning. Part of the Earth Day celebrations with the Moxahela Watershed Restoration Commission. Hopefully you were able to get there and enjoy, and hopefully you picked up some helpful tips on how you could help with the environment. I'm Ron Strong, and this has been your Community Spotlight, Y107.3 WYBZ.